spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
Vaccine delay in Arizona.
All right, so the bad weather, we may not get some vaccine, but does that mean appointments will be canceled?
Arizona's more than 176,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines are on delay, but the Arizona Health Department tells KTAR no vaccine appointments will have to be canceled thus far. The department says all state-run sites have enough Pfizer doses available to keep operations running. The Moderna vaccine is expected to arrive today, and the Pfizer vaccine is expected to be delivered in the upcoming days. Nailea Leon, KTAR News.
All right, so here's the deal. You can play catch-up.
Yeah.
Why can't we play catch-up? Is it that big of a deal that maybe it'll be a few days delayed? You just do more in one day.
Yeah.
Or am I just thinking this wrong?
No, I think that's totally fine. I think if... Look, we're at the point where we've been through this thing well over a year. We're still waiting to flatten the curve. And so you can wait a couple extra days. Now, if it got out to be 2-3 weeks,
well, yeah,
we're going to have some serious issues.
All right.
But right now, and there's also, this is one of those things, I have a saying on my other shows, nature will mess you up. This is a nature thing. This is not whether or not they can get supply, we've been promised stuff. This has nothing to do with that. It's all nature. Nature right now is saying, we're going to make it cold over here. We're going to make Texas feel chilly.
Yeah. Let me give you some good news on COVID. Okay. COVID cases declining for 5 weeks in the U.S., down 20% in the past week.
Good.
Arizona is now averaging under 10% COVID daily positivity rate statewide. That's the lowest since November the 11th. Okay?
Okay.
So hospitalizations are down.
Preach it, brother.
45% from their January peak. The White House is doubling vaccine supplies to pharmacies. That includes us. The White House is getting almost 2 million vaccines out to states per day. So I want to give you some good news about the vaccine. Also, there is a study. Everybody wants to know, does the vaccine prevent transmission? There are a couple studies out there that say it may. There's some positive news about this. So the way it is, like, let's say Chad gets vaccinated.
Which will totally happen for you.
It will. Can Chad still infect someone else who has not gotten vaccinated? They talk about the viral load, the nasal phalanx, and all that kind of stuff. But the studies point to a favorable direction in Spain and Israel that there is a decrease in the transmission of the viral load, which means that's good news you may not be able to give to somebody else.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Yuma has big problems.
Yeah, Yuma, as we know, a hotbed for people crossing, coming here for several reasons. Some of them doing it illegally, others others do get across. But I've been down there on numerous occasions. It's sad to see that what people have to go through to come to this country and understand that looking for something better. But we're also in the middle of a pandemic. And while the fight of whether or not somebody should come here, what we should or shouldn't do with them, one thing I know for sure is allowing people to leave kind of without a test in the middle of COVID.
Enter the country without a test.
It's not smart.
Mayor Nichols says the release will vary day by day. It could be as low as 1 or 2 or as high as 20.
So they're releasing at least, well, I guess at the most, 20 people per day.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, and one of the things they
said... Why are we doing that?
Well, because we've got new edicts and new stuff going on.
So we didn't do that before?
No. Because you were sent back. If you were caught, you were sent back immediately. It's not happening now. Now they're having to, instead of sending them back, they're going to release you. One of the things they said is there is no place right now on a humanitarian level in Yuma or St. Louis who can help you whatsoever. If you release some of these people, they have nowhere to go. And the other part is many of them are being released rather quickly. It's not like there's a 14-day quarantine period. They're kind of getting them in and out fast, which, you know, we're talking about, well, if you fly to here, you're going to have to quarantine, do this, that, and the other. Apparently not here.
Here's the problem, though. Mayor Nichols says migrant family releases right now are similar to what took place in 2019.
Yeah.
What happened before then?
But this isn't
just because Biden is the president.
No, but before 2019, remember, before 2019, there was the battle, and that's what Trump tried everything. We're going to build a wall, we're going to do this. Then the executive order finally got all the way to the Supreme Court, where they said, you can do this, where you can tell them they have to stay on the other side of the border if
right.
they
no, no, I got that part. No, I totally get that. And I'd like that from the former president, that he had people stay in Mexico and wait.
Yeah.
But in 2019, they were still doing exactly what they're doing today.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
No, but
and
it,
we have a
COVID has changed this part of it. Because if everybody's right. worried about COVID, they're not even making them stay 14 days there and at least quarantining and giving them tests. They're just saying, go on.
Yeah.
Which we won't even do with tourists now.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
Scottsdale man injured by hypnotist.
All right. So an Arizona guy goes to Vegas and he gets hypnotized and says he was injured during the show. I would never allow anyone to hypnotize.
Now, was it his ego?
I don't think so. Would you let anybody hypnotize you?
No.
And then you, listen, Chad, walk around like a chicken.
No,
and
I'm not going to do that.
See, I'm not going to do that either.
First of all, it's just, I'm going to say it. All right, here you go. It's stupid. All right, can we all agree? Just like hypnotism shows.
It's pretty funny.
It's
come on.
Stupid.
No, it's funny. It is.
Yeah,
funny.
But would you want to be?
They're below magicians. Like old styley magicians. Like, hey, it's a rabbit.
So this guy went on stage and he was placed under a trance. And this happened in 2019, by the way.
And they won't tell us why he's like, what
did he do to get hurt? He was attending the Mark Savard Comedy Hypnosis Show. All right.
So the Danny Gaines Show.
We've got a little bit of this guy, Mark Savard. So let's turn the music down just for a second while I play this, because I want to hear this.
Hold on, everybody. If you're driving, you may be hypnotized.
All of you on stage, you're going to realize that whenever you hear this next piece of music in a moment, whenever you hear this next piece of music, you're going to realize it's your favorite song in the entire world. You love this song more than anything. Anytime you hear this song, you want to get up and sing and dance. You love this song more than anything. There's only one small problem. The music's not coming from the speakers. It's actually coming from inside your shoes. Okay. Ken, you got both your shoes off?
I do.
Okay. Explanation?
They were singing to me.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to sue for that. That was awful.
I want my money back if I went to that show. That's what I'm
saying. Hey, let's Mark Savard. Come on over to where is he?
I think you were right, Chad. I think
Planet Hollywood.
Ego
that was injured. My God, that
I
is
made
awful.
An idiot of myself in front of all those people.
Becky Lynn, do you believe in hypnosis?
Yeah, I think some people can be. I mean, you can...
Weak people.
I've been... You know, I also Weak believe people. That there's some people who cannot be hypnotized.
I don't think I can be hypnotized.
I don't think I can either.
Really?
No, I do not.
Yeah. He says anybody, but some people go deeper into a trance.
Becky Lynn.
Mark Savard website.
Look at the watch, Becky Lynn. Back and forth, back and forth.
Well, first of all, it's a pen. You don't realize that Chad hypnotized you to think it was a watch.
Ah, look at that.
Where am I?
There you go. Arizona Daily Download's been brought to you by non-hypnotists. Still silly. That's why he's embarrassed. He should be. You know what's not embarrassing? Our buddies. Parkinson's Plumbing Electrical, two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award because they're ethical, unlike you hypnotist people.
President Biden says return to normalcy will happen by...
Never!
Christmas!
2040!
Christmas! I'm telling you, if that's true, we got to impeach him.
Let's do it. It's been a while since we've had a good impeachment.
Hit it! Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
I'd like to direct your attention to KTAR.com. You can go there and take the Gatos BQ poll question.
I'm getting
today.
Very sleepy. I'm very sleepy.
Brought
to you by
your Valley Toyota dealers.
Those people.
So I didn't watch this because, well, I have a life.
Were you like me? Was you Rick and Morty was on?
No. I was watching House Hunters.
Yeah. See the difference between us? He's watching House Hunters. I'm watching Rick and Morty.
Ah.
If you guys have never seen Rick and Morty, it's awesome.
So Biden was on CNN for like 3 hours. It was way past his bedtime. And, you know, listen, I saw a lot of the clips. I caught up to speed on what he said, but I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours and watch any president. So one of the things that he said I put in for the big cue today.
Okay.
President Biden pointed to next Christmas as a moment where the nation could be under a very different circumstance, as in back to normal. All right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? A, December sounds about right. B, I'm thinking normalcy will return this summer. Or C, maybe you're like me, Christmas. I'm gonna lose my crap if I wait until Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to be Christmas, so why did he say that?
First of all, he starts out with listen to Anderson Cooper trying to figure out how to phrase this question. And that's probably the question they get asked the most. Like, so if you, I was talking to Chris Scott, who's the guy who runs Liberty. I said, what's the question everybody asks the most? He always says, how much is my payment? It's the same thing. When we're going back to normal, when we're getting the mask off, he says this about I don't really want to, tell you guys because I don't know.
When do you think this pandemic is, when is it going to be done? When are we going to get back to normal?
All the experts, they tell me be careful not to predict things that you don't know for certain what's going to happen, because then you'll be held accountable. I get that. But let me tell you what I think. It's a high probability that the vaccinations that are available, those vaccinations, the ability to continue to spread the disease is going to diminish considerably because of what they call herd immunity.
Okay, so he doesn't want to predict because he wants to get in trouble.
Well, that answer was garbage.
Well, hold on, he's not done.
Next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today. I think a year from now, I think that there'll be significantly fewer people having to be socially distanced, have to wear masks, et cetera. But we don't know. So I don't want to overpromise anything here.
It won't happen. I will tell you this right now. People aren't going through another year like this. No. And there are people out there. You're just not. Partly because the overreach of the states has been ridiculous. The way that people have been treated in certain areas has been ridiculous. And the fact that they've continued in some places to be just... it's just not going to happen. At some point, people are going to say, we've had enough. You've done it for 14 months, 18 months, 22 months. We're moving on with our life.
You have the vaccine.
Yeah. And here's something else.
We have the vaccine to get back to normal. Distribute it in mass amounts.
It's not going to be the same.
What do you mean?
Look at the data, and the data will tell you vaccine alone will not get us there. There is going to have to be a certain amount of people that through time are going to catch this and survive it, that is going to help us get there.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. And that's part of the herd immunity.
But if I get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And let's say you don't want to get it.
You're still living like I am.
No, I'm not.
Tell it to them. Now,
no, I'm not going to tell it to
anybody. And that's just it. You know, why would you, if you're 23 years old, why would I go get a vaccine? If you're telling me I got to do everything the same, screw that. I'm not doing that.
No, you go and get a vaccine and then you go do your thing.
Then you go live your life.
Yeah.
At some point, people are going to say, we've had enough with you guys. You've had more than ample opportunities to try to do something. Nothing that you seem to do, it works, and it's just not going to happen. The other side of it is, each state's going to be different. Arizona will be back much quicker than California.
Why? Well, California's the worst.
Yeah, but...
I mean, really.
But the reason is... Same thing with Florida and Texas, because you've got governors who aren't trying to control every single aspect. You're going to let people live their lives. You're going to tell them, hey, guess what, owners of businesses and everything else? We've had the vaccine for several months now. People that didn't get it, they've made their choices. You guys can live your lives as you see fit. Other places aren't going to do that. So for some, it might be several months or a year or two before they're back. For others, we may be back at it much quicker.
Here's how I feel. When I get the vaccine, I'm going to try and go back to as much normalcy as I can. That doesn't mean I'm not going to wear a mask, because I am. You know, will I socially distance? Yeah, I guess. But I'll tell you what, there are going to be a lot of people that I know that are in the same boat as me, vaccinated. Then you live your life.
These are the calculated risks you take.
Right.
I've said this from jump. This is endemic, not pandemic. It's never going
endemic
away.
Meaning it's like the flu?
Like the flu. It's always going to be here. So it'll always be a part of our lives.
So you get a vaccine every year.
Yeah, and
eventually
it'll probably slow down and won't be as bad.
Right.
But it's not going anywhere.
But it's like it's what you said, too, a couple of weeks ago. If I get the vaccine and you don't, that's tough on you. Guess what? You're gonna figure out how to be immune to it one way or the other.
Absolutely.
I'm choosing the vaccine, not getting sick.
And it's really funny because people who don't get the flu vaccine, people don't have that attitude towards them. Like, I don't get the flu vaccine. That's fine.
That's because it's different.
But it's funny the way that, but it wasn't different, because no matter how bad this is, the flu, mm-hmm. originally from Kansas, by the way, not Spain, the Spanish flu killed 10 times as right. trillion times.
Right.
We treat this thing in a much different way. It's like your envy with the vaccine. You don't do that when people get a flu shot.
No.
Right? So, but this thing's not going anywhere. And because it's not going anywhere anytime soon, we're going to have to get back to life.
But it
and
is going somewhere. It is going.
It'll slow down. We'll yes. mitigate it to where it's negligible.
It's going to go down for the count.
But
you're going to be able to do a lot of things this summer. That's the way I see it. We're not waiting for Christmas. There's not going to be a Zoom Thanksgiving. We're not doing that.
No, not again.
We're going to get the vaccine. We live here in America. We've got the vaccine.
But the vaccine, though, remember this, Gatos. If you're telling people, even if you get it, you have to do all the same things you're doing now, you're going to find out people are like, screw it. I'm not going to
get it. For a little while. For a bit, yes.
I don't think but people are going to get that kind of trust. The government's going to get that again from people.
If you don't want to get the vaccine out there, don't get it. Because you're going to get sick. And what that means is you'll be immune for a while. And it'll just be like you were vaccinated. So I choose to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get sick.
No.
So if you'd rather get sick, which I don't get, if you'd rather get sick, go ahead. Because then you're going to be in the same boat as me and Chad and everybody else, vaccinated. You're going to have the antibodies, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get there. And President Biden, by saying we're going to get there at Christmas, he's only doing that. So it looks better when he says, look,
I got you there, I don't know.
I got you there 6 months early. That's why he's doing it. But all right, we got to run.
The states are going to make the decisions.
All right. Let's see. There's a new concern for parents when it comes to COVID-19 next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
My goodness.
What do you got?
Oh, it was scary, man. It's stuffy. Everybody's feet.
That was off the air. No one knows what you're talking
about. Yeah, trust me. You guys probably heard it, too, because it scared everybody.
No, the mic was not on. Somebody from the other room just screamed.
Did they?
Well, they like this music.
Well, who doesn't like this music?
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll ask her if her friend, Representative Debbie Lesko, only wants to give white people the vaccine.
Oh. Speaking of that.
joining us now is our buddy from ABC News, Alex Stone. He's amazing. He's part of the team. He covers these different stories for us.
And he gets paid per story, so he is loving this.
I love it.
I know. Yesterday, you were at, a California FEMA site that was giving vaccines. And today, you're working on a pretty interesting story about how there's a new concern for parents out there when it comes to COVID-19. What are you working on?
Well, yeah, this is a growing problem, and one that pediatricians say that they're seeing more and more, that COVID is declining, but this COVID syndrome in children that have been exposed to it or actually had COVID that we've heard about for really a number of months since it popped up early on in this, but now they're seeing it more and more. MIS-C, which it stands for Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome in Children, and it's this inflammatory reaction, this phenomenon that is appearing in children after they've been around COVID, and doctors are saying that they're seeing it more and more. This is a doctor at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego.
We're just, in the midst of MIS-C.
Yeah, she says they're dealing with it more and often, and she says the symptoms can be wide-ranging of what they're seeing in kids after they've been around COVID.
Vomiting, diarrhea, red eyes, red lips, a rash throughout the body.
And doctors from the beginning of COVID, guys, have been trying to figure out MIS-C, that it mysteriously developed early on where they noticed kids who had COVID or been around it, then got very sick a while after. It can be weeks later, and they didn't know much about it then. They don't know much about it now. California has seen a 35% rise in MIS-C cases in the last 2 weeks. Since May, 30 children have died from it. Stephanie Moran, her daughter Vera, is recovering from it.
We've had to take everything day by day. How long are we going to monitor her? We don't necessarily have the answers to that right now because we haven't gotten that far.
And doctors are saying that if your child doesn't seem right, if something is off and they have either had COVID or maybe family members have and they've been around it, that you need to get them checked out. If they've got symptoms that you're saying that, you know, this just, it's not a cold, it's not, you know, the flu, it's not something else, to have a pediatrician look at them, because even though it's rare, it can be very serious.
Are the kids that are getting really sick, because I looked, it is rare. I mean, out of all the, you know, it, there's only been about 2,000 cases of this in the entire country. So I know a lot of people, because, you know, Alex, a lot of people like to freak out and stuff like that. But it's, yeah. we should let's ground everybody in reality. But how many of these kids had some underlying conditions that caused this to exacerbate this? Or is this just the average run-of-the-mill kid running around in the neighborhood?
This is the average run-of-the-mill kid, and they're trying to figure out why some and why not others. You're right. Just how rare it is here. This is Dr. Todd Ellerin saying exactly that.
Around 3 million kids have been confirmed to have COVID-19 in the United States, and only a little over 2,000 kids have had this mysterious inflammatory syndrome.
And then of those, only about 30 have died. So it is rare. What they're trying to figure out, though, is that the numbers have been a lot higher in Latino kids in Central and in South America. They've been hit especially hard. And then the U.S. has been as well in more Hispanic neighborhoods. Asian countries have not been hit by Miss C as hard. Now, their COVID numbers have been coming down longer than ours have been coming down. So there may be some relation to that as well. Since this is linked to COVID, when your numbers go up, then you start to see these Miss C cases going up, which the reason why we're probably seeing the spike in the U.S. right now, or the increase in the U.S. right now, is it is the lagging result of what went on here in December and January. And now if you wait several weeks and then children begin presenting it, then now we're seeing that. But Asia has seen their numbers go down, so their COVID numbers, so now their Miss C cases have gone down as well. But they are trying to figure out. Doctors want to know why the Latino population, is it linked that the Latino population has been more devastated by COVID? Quite possibly. Is it something else in the makeup of the human body? Maybe. They're trying to figure that out as well. It's still extremely mysterious, rare, but also mysterious, as pediatricians are trying to learn more about it.
All right. Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent. Always great info. Thanks.
Get us a good story for tomorrow, Alex.
I'll be at JPL tomorrow doing the Mars rover landing.
Oh, jet propulsion lab. Yeah, baby.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Later, guys.
Are we taking COVID to Mars? Yeah, we're taking it to Mars. We're going to leave it there.
I like how you put it in perspective. Is there something out there that's dangerous? Yes. It's called Miss C. But 2,000 cases in the entire country. So let's put it into perspective. It's not running rampant. It's a problem. Doctors are watching it. As Alex said, 3 million kids have had COVID. This is something called Miss C if they've been around COVID. 2,000 cases in the entire country. I'm telling you, man, this COVID thing is so weird because you could have someone in perfect health, they land in the hospital. You could have
somebody on death's door gets it and they didn't even know they had it.
And they don't even know they had it.
It's amazing.
You could get somebody who's in pretty good health and now they're a long hauler. My neighbor was telling me about a friend of hers had COVID. So mild. Weeks later, for one reason or another, she is nauseous and has migraines every day. And she said she feels like she's pregnant again. And it's awful. But she wasn't really sick at the beginning. And then it hits her down the line.
She probably tests negative still. No.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
She didn't get sick, really. But then something happened where she can't get rid of these migraines, and she's on pills for the nausea.
It's crazy.
So you just never know what you're going to get with COVID-19.
You just don't.
All right. Coming up next. It's the new hot Facebook group that everyone wants to join, but only if you're a snitch.
You'd be there.
I would be there. You hate snitches.
Snitches get stitches.
You say that they should get stitches.
And end up in?
Jail.
Ditches.
Oh
God, he is so white.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
I can't join the group. I'm trying to join the group. They got to let me in.
Have you been on Facebook to try?
Yes. It's a group where we all pretend to be Karen.
You all pretend to be?
Yeah.
Well, what if they're real Karens?
Well, there might be some. One of the things that's hilarious about this, right? Mm-hmm. You can find them located in Karen, Texas. They said, in this group, we are all Karens. We want to redeem our expired coupons and talk to a manager.
All right. So there is a Facebook community.
Yes.
And it is a group of Karens. Is this a Karen? Remember that Karen that melted down at Trader Joe's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So is she on this page?
Yeah. This is the kind of Karens that you would get. And by the way, last year...
Karen. Karen quickly became associated with the Amy Cooper story, or the Central Park Karen, and British daily newspaper The Guardian dubbed 2020 the year of the Karen. Now, one Karen Robinson of Grand Rapids is working to shed positive life on the Karens for the community through women empowerment.
It's a common ground. Create that positive social change through actions, words, and outreach. Asking for a manager is not always negative.
Asking for a manager.
But Karen asking for a manager is.
So, like, Karen quickly became associated with the girl, the gal we talked about yesterday.
Amy Cooper.
Amy Cooper. She was in Central Park. She was the Central Park Karen.
She's the Central
Park. Scared of a black man
Karen.
For no reason whatsoever, who was, by the way.
By the way, she called him an African American.
Bird watching.
And what did we say about bird watching? You should never fear anybody bird watching.
Yeah.
Maybe fear for them.
You really shouldn't.
I think he needs friends. There's never like a hot bird watcher. There's no some girls like, she's smoking hot.
Oh my gosh.
It's the hottest.
They're looking
watcher.
At cardinals over there. It's fantastic.
Is that a pigeon?
What is that thing? Hey, listen, if you're a Karen out there, go on Facebook. They've got a place for you.
They do. There's a place for everybody.
You can go there and complain all you want.